Good morning. My name's BJ Mauser. My family and I have been attending since last November. We just moved down from the north last August. And Pastor Rich asked me to share the living picture. I teach at a public school up in Mount Airy. It's a classical public school. And I was sharing last week with Pastor Rich one of the activities that we had planned that I pitched to the principal that they actually allowed to be taught at the public school was a debate between William Lane Craig, who's a Christian philosopher, and an atheist philosopher on the resurrection of Jesus, whether Jesus really rose from the dead. And I had a bunch of students who came to listen to that debate and several students who were really seeking but skeptical. And they heard the evidence, and a lot of them were just overwhelmed with the evidence. You could tell they were really shook up. So it's kind of exciting, and after I shared that, Pastor Rich asked me to share with you some of the evidence for the resurrection. So the atheist, as well as the Christian, and all scholars have to deal with certain historical facts and see what is the best explanation of these historical facts. Among these are the fatal torment of Jesus, his empty tomb, and the post-resurrection appearances. So even atheistic New Testament scholars, think about that, being an atheist who studies the New Testament. Atheistic New Testament scholars agree to these three historical facts. And what we have to do is decide, okay, what is the best explanation? So the naturalistic explanations, the ones that say, okay, there can't be a God, so we have to find some way to explain this. One of them is called the swoon theory, that Jesus just passed out, he fainted. He didn't really die on the cross. And so the problem with that is it actually is against the first historical evidence that Jesus was fatally tormented. Now, if you've watched the Case for Christ movie, it's on Netflix. This is one of the things that Lee Strobel encounters. He wrote the Case for Christ, the book, and he deals with this. And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they actually did a study in March 1986, where they demonstrated that Jesus died on the cross. And one of the reasons they know he died is one of the ways you die in crucifixion, or the primary way, is asphyxiation. You basically suffocate because you can't breathe. And they know you're breathing because you have to pull yourself up. So as soon as you stop moving on the cross, you're not breathing anymore. So they didn't break Jesus' legs. Why? Because he had stopped moving for a long period of time. Then they go report it to Pilate. He says, okay, make sure he's dead. Well, he hasn't been moving for, 20 minutes, half hour, but okay, we'll go pierce his side to make sure he's dead. So this is the fact he was fatally tormented. He couldn't have just passed out on the cross. So these and other historical evidences I will be teaching on next Sunday, April 8th, at the 6:30 service. Any of you want to bring skeptics or anybody who's seeking, that's what I'll be teaching on April 8th, next Sunday night. I hope you come get equipped. A little bit about my background. I'm a professor at Liberty University as well as teaching at the public school up north, and I also teach at Southern Evangelical Seminary. So I have graduate degrees in theology, Christian apologetics, and philosophy from Marquette University and Southern Evangelical Seminary. So I hope you can join me and realize the fact of the resurrection.